We're recording. Oh no. Oh no. Panics. Last minute panics. Go for
oh,
it.
Oh no. Wait, wait. Yeah. Why are you panicking now? You should have panicked like years when we started.
Oh no, 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 no panic. We're good.
Brandon Chalmers,
sir,
we need our traditional greeting.
Not for the fan. I want one documented fan, not you.
I'm a listener. I'm not
you're,
a listener.
You're not a listener. No, you're not listening to this, and you and I both know it. Fuck both of you. That's I got two people in the room holding their hands up. You want me to get loud as hell?
Oh, we're getting it. Oh, okay.
Ah, shit! There it is. Blowing up microphones. There it is.
Yes. Brandon Chalmers.
See, you see what you did? You see? You asked, and then you got what you didn't want. Welcome to being an adult. I thought I wanted this thing. I don't want this thing anymore.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, it's called a mortgage.
So, shit. Brandon Chalmers, everyone within the listening radius of our dulcet tones, welcome to the Fucking Do It podcast, part of the Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network. That's NOC, Nerds of Color. You can visit us at hardknockmedia.com, where you can check out all the other podcasts, including Southern Fried Asian, which I guested on, which should be coming up sometime this month. Sometime. It depends on when Keith edits it. Because unlike you and not I, who go straight off the dome, Keith actually is professional and edits his podcast. But he also doesn't do video, so I don't know. Wait, I can't hear you. What happened? What happened? What happened?
What?
Oh, now
wait,
I can hear
you. Hang on. You can edit a podcast?
Apparently.
Bullshit.
Apparently.
No.
Apparently.
No.
Yeah, here we don't believe
I've got that NPR mentality. I am going to chew into the microphone. I'm going to take deep, unnecessary breaths, and I'm not editing shit.
Yeah. Podcast ASMR is just and yeah. Sneezing and various sneezes.
Hi there, friends, and welcome to No, You're Right. Starring Camille Nanjiani.
Oh man. Yeah. Okay. So today is a very special episode of the Fucking Do It podcast.
Oh shit, dude! It's a very special episode. You got a drug addiction?
Special episode. Yes.
Finally, I knew one of us would end up doing. We're finally gonna do. Finally gonna get that tax credit write off as an educational program.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna get it right out of the way right now. I'm proud of you for finally just letting go, because you used to be the responsible one that would stay up all night and be like, I'm going to work and I'm going to do way too many things. And it's about time. The smack gotcha. Well, I'm stoked about it. We're going to have a recovery story. I'm going to have a film crew follow you around. We're going to end up pulling you. We have to stage some sort of sit-in. Like we have to have all the people who have let you down act like you let them down, which would be great. Like I got one role. I can hit one Slack channel, which would be fucking great.
I don't know if we
great.
Want to do that.
That would be outstanding. It's fine. It's good.
We are going to be talking about something that is almost as toxic as narcotics.
Oh God, it's going to be Star Wars, isn't it?
It is Star Wars, because Brandon Chalmers, it is Star Wars week. It is Star Wars week. The final chapter of the Skywalker saga drops this week.
Yeah.
The fortunate people who know other people have already seen it. They were at the premiere last night. Was it last night or the night before or something like that?
Sure. Whatever. That's fine.
One of these days, I want to know somebody who can get me into one of those premieres, because it looked like a fantastic event. But yeah, so movie's coming out this week. You're seeing it for the first time with somebody.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, I should clarify that statement. The last two of the newer movies that had come out during the previous regime, I was informed that I was going to go see the thing that I enjoyed since childhood alone, because that's how you care and support someone. So I'm not going, but I'm really excited.
You were going solo. You were going solo.
Yeah, ironically enough, I was going full solo. Yeah. Normally relegated to being the fat hairy best friend, your good pal Chewbacca had to fly Han's solo, which seems a little weird. Yeah, I know.
If I knew that, like, you would have been on the list of the people that, like, I didn't know. Yeah. I am sorry. Yeah. I failed you as a friend.
Yeah. No. Hang on a second. It's not you that failed me as a friend. Because please understand, there are a lot of other people who were in my life for Star Wars. None of you fucks called me when you were buying tickets and was like, hey, do you want to go with us? Not a fucking one of... I had to watch Han Solo die by my fucking self, you assholes.
Yeah, I there's no excuse. So, like, because my impression was, so you're in Baltimore, I'm in D.C.,
yes,
near DC. So, like, I figured that all the people up around your way would have gotten together.
Yeah, you know, it's not like I was part of a stage show that had a bunch of fans of Star Wars together in one big area. And I definitely didn't have a group of friends who hung out and they were like, we love and care about you and we're super great and we call you when things go bad and when we need tires changed and stuff like that. But when you need emotional support when one of your childhood heroes gets fucking murdered, you just suddenly got other shit to do. Right on. No, that's fine.
The one thing I'm not at this point is bitter.
Like, that's, you know, we're going to do a very special episode.
Brandon, I am bitter. I am bitter fucking for you because... I don't know. So, but you're seeing it. You have a crew. You're going to see it.
A crew of one. My actual current ride or die. Which, thank goodness.
That's fine.
Turns a crew out is a crew. That's all I need. A crew is a crew.
Yeah. I'm going with my wife and a friend of mine who we've seen all the Star Wars movies since the new releases, since the special editions.
Good
in the
for
theater.
You. Good for you.
So it's like our tradition and like stuff. But like the initial plan was for us to do like a Nerds of Color fucking do a cast event kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we were going to try to get it, like get a movie theater together so that we could go and have an event there and do that kind of stuff. We don't actually know anybody personally involved with a movie theater, so it was kind of up in the air.
It kind of
fell through. But this time, Keith actually has swag from Disney.
Nice.
So he's got posters and he's got action figures. He's got Black Series toys. He's got shit. So if you are in the Baltimore area, if you haven't gotten your tickets, we are going to be at the Senator on Thursday. For the 10, I think it's the 10 p.m. showing or some shit like that.
Okay. All right.
Me and Keith are going to be sneakily doing like podcasting. Maybe we'll interview a bunch of people. We'll be asking them, who are you excited to see? Why is it Rose? Tell me why it's Rose. That kind of stuff. Yeah. We'll have posters to hand out and stuff. So if you see me or Keith there, come up to us and we'll hook you up with some stuff. But then the next time we have a movie coming out, we should coordinate as a group. Cause like, it's more fun to see these things as like a mob of people.
100%. They should also pick the Alamo up and move it closer. Mm-hmm. Not the theater, the place in Texas. I have no interest in going to the cinema and draft house.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, the Senator seems cool. I've never been. So if that's a place that we think we might be able to make some inroads, maybe we can try to bug somebody over there.
I don't know. I feel like Senator, in my experience, has always done the sort of thing where like the big nerdy movies, they've got some things together. They're usually working with like local radio stations and stuff like that. Okay. So they definitely know how to put on an event because I personally don't know anyone who's like, oh, wow, the new Cars is coming out. I'm going to the fucking Senator. Like, nobody does that. So I think they're only really surviving based on the special events. Like, if somebody decided the comic book movies are like not cool anymore, that place may as well just put a for sale sign in the window.
Okay. I guess I could do some more research, but like, you know, do you think we could rent out a theater and do some dumb movie event there and just invite people?
I think we probably could do something like that. I don't know if we can necessarily do it there. We can figure some stuff out with that. We could also do the same thing where like we purchase the rights to reshow a thing and we book an event at like a small local bar or something like that too.
Yeah.
And have a movie night.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are rules about reshowing movies. Now the problem is that Disney, to my understanding, has been really cracking down on those licenses. So if we're going to end up doing something that's owned by a Disney property, we're going to have to pick some real obscure shit. Yeah. So I hope you guys are ready to go watch Roadhouse with us, because it's the only thing we're going to have a license to.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoy hanging out with a group of people watching a movie, because that's the point of going to the theater for me. Like, I understand why people like a quiet theater and don't want any talking. But for me, the theater experience is like immersion into the thing. And if you don't react to the movie, like if shit blows up and you don't stand, like if a fucking robot punches a kaiju in the jaw and you do not stand up and cheer, there is something wrong with your heart. And I am sorry for you.
Really? But like, I know what you want. You want to recreate that absolutely perfect evening when we were in Connecticut. We saw Pacific Rim as a group after a show.
Oh, it was so good.
As Gypsy Danger had that chain sword come down, you just compelled by the light inside of you stood and shouted during a movie, "Sword, fucking sword." Because I don't know why we decided no rules applied in that movie theater, but no rules applied in that movie theater. We turned that shit into a Rocky Horror experience is what we did.
And I feel like that's the way you experience these movies. It's like you get people like, I don't know.
We need to rent movie theaters and watch movies that we don't really give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Let you just react to things. We do Pacific Rim. You did something similar to that when we saw the second G.I. Joe movie and the motorcycle turned into a bunch of missiles. And you literally stood up and you were like, "It was a motorcycle which became the missiles," and just like sat down confused. And I know there were only like five other people in the theater counting who you were with, but like that other dude, like six rows back, he was losing his shit over you having that reaction in a darkened theater.
It was so good.
No, it was not good. Good is not the word I would use. Your reaction, sure. The movie was trash.
You didn't like, "Cause of the storm shadow, Jinx."
Yes, Jesus Christ. The RZA in his finest acting role.
Oh, man. Yeah, so if anyone in our listening area has some connection to a theater or knows about this stuff, please get in touch with us.
You know what? Fuck it. If somebody has a big enough backyard, it could set up a projector,
yeah,
and some blankets,
yeah,
and do a theater night,
yeah, summer movie fest,
and cook paella outside.
Paella.
You know, a propane burner, a gigantic wok, some ambition, a big screen and a projector, and I feel like Jay Minoguchi, we may have a property somewhere in the Towson area that we might be able to do ourselves a movie night for some very select listeners.
Yeah.
All 12 of you that listen, every one of you are personally invited.
Yeah. We'll just invite Keith and his family over so they can yell at you while you're trying to cook Chinese food in the backyard. Yes.
Yeah. It'll be dinner, a movie, and a show. I'll cook. Yeah. We'll watch Keith's parents yell at me about how to properly make Chinese food.
Yeah.
And then I'll sit down in my shame and we'll watch Pacific Rim in my backyard as well. Like, it'll be perfect.
I bet we could reach out to a place like the Metro Gallery.
We probably could. It's just going to be pricey to actually get. My place is free.
Your place is free. We can scale up. Nice backyard.
When the backyard runs out of space,
yeah,
then it's a thing.
Yeah. Or our friend Aaron has a van. We could go mobile and project the movie on the side of her van.
You know, there's an argument to be had. Also, we could probably look into a place like Benji's or something like that and see if we could rent it out on a weeknight.
Yeah, that would be dope as shit.
And do it like a drive-in sort of thing.
Yeah, I wonder what their rates are and if they would do that for like the midweek or something like that. But yeah, anything. Like, I like hanging out with people. I like doing fun events like that stuff. It's like a small convention, but not really a convention because it doesn't smell bad because everyone's there for like 2 hours and then you go away.
I like how you started being like, we're going to talk about Star Wars. And the last thing we've done is actually talked about Star Wars because you know how bad this shit's going to get.
Well, okay. So we're going to go through all the movies.
Oh, whoa.
We're going to say...
Are we setting a time limit?
Well, no. We're going to say at least one nice thing of every movie. If we can only find one nice thing to say about the movie,
okay.
Like the prequels are done. But like, I want to keep this on the positive side.
We can go through the prequels.
So I'm not sure. Do we include Solo and do we include Rogue One?
We include every Star Wars property that is a movie.
Okay. And then the other question is, what order do we go? Do we go chrono or do we go release?
Pick one.
Fuck it. Let's do chronological order.
Okay.
So I think that would be Phantom Menace, right? Phantom Menace is first.
Wait, hang on. What? Okay, hang on. So we're doing chronologically as in not timeline wise. We're doing chronologically as number of movies.
Well, timeline for the in universe.
Okay.
Not timeline for release.
Okay.
I watched them in release order, which was a lot of fun. Prequels were really tough to get through. Jesus Christ.
Nah.
But I figure if we start with the prequels, then you'll go 1, 2, 3, Solo, Rogue One, New Hope, Empire, Jedi, Force Awakens, Last Jedi. Yeah,
we can totally do this. This is fine. Okay. So we're going to double back. So we're doing episode one,
the Phantom Menace. It was a big ass deal. I saw it in the theater. I was standing in line. One of the local news stations was actually interviewing people in line. I got my face on Channel 4 News talking about Star Wars.
Nice.
Brandon Chalmers.
Yeah.
What is a good thing you can say about episode one?
One of the strongest opening sequences ever, where they buried the swords inside that fucking door and melted that thing down. And suddenly every nerd who's ever been like, lightsabers can do all sorts of cool stuff other than actually fight, was fucking right. One, two, the fucking pod race is rad. It has one of best soundtracks, because if you, like me, had a homemade stereo sitting at home, when that came out on motherfucking VHS, you fired that up. Connected that S video cable, bought the goldest of gold audio cables, and blasted that around your room in 5.1 Dolby.
Yeah,
and it was rad.
Pod race.
Midichlorians aside, let's focus on the cool shit, is swords, fucking swords. Darth fucking Maul.
Darth Maul. Yep. I'm very sad that he wasn't used more, because his entrance was fan fucking tastic, and Ray Park, man. Ray Park can sell anybody. Like, he made Qui-Gon and Obi look like they knew what they were doing, because they didn't. But like, Ray Park makes anyone look good. And he was sorely missed, because fucking Darth Maul, dude. Darth Maul pod race. Yeah, I'm there with you. Those are my highlights of that first one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's totally good. It's totally fine. I got no fight there.
Okay.
You're good.
All right. Episode two, Attack of the Clones. The clones.
Yep.
Something good about Attack of the Clones.
The entire arena scene with the three rad animals and the big fighting and everything else like that. That was super cool.
Mm-hmm. And like the massive Jedi thing, like all of the Jedi's coming to the rescue.
Yes. Fucking Sam Jackson cutting heads off.
Yeah. I loved Yoda, the Yoda scene. I know people were joining on Yoda with like jumping around like a frog, but like when he stood up, like when his posture went from this to this and he pulled out his saber, it's a total Zatoichi moment. Like, there was an old Japanese black and white series, Zatoichi. And it's the blind masseur. So like he would go from town to town carrying his cane blind. And the way he would make money is he would give massages. But every town he would go to, there would be a bandit or a brigand or somebody like, you know, ruining the town. And his cane had a sword. And so he would go out in the middle of the town, stand straight up and fucking murder everybody with his reverse sword technique. And so like seeing Yoda do the same shit, that was on.
It was fucking rad. Yeah. Like, fuck out of here with all this shit. Look, I don't care. Fight me, physically fight me. The prequels are fine.
The other thing I liked about episode two is Natalie Portman's wardrobe. It was on point. Every outfit, like even on the Tatooine when they're going to save Anakin's mom, like her outfits were on point for no reason. Like they're trying to hide, but she's like dressed to the nines always.
Right. All right. Are we good with episode two? Because I think we found a lot of shit.
Yeah, we did. Okay. Episode three, Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. This is quite possibly the best Lethal Weapon movie ever. Because the entire time, Anakin is just basically doing a Mel Gibson impression. Because he's like, right, he's brooding. He doesn't really know why. He's got kind of a death wish. He's way too cocky. He's willing to put his life on the line. He jumps off a shit with no... The entire opening sequence of Lethal Weapon is almost the exact same one of them leaping out after Padme's assassin.
Yeah.
It's the same scene. It's the same fucking scene. Oh, including the Riggs, get in a car, which is the same thing as Anakin falling into the seat and Obi-Wan looking at him and go, nice of you to drop in. Like, it's the same fucking thing. Same thing. Same movie. Also, General Grievous is fucking great. Right, he's fucking great.
Yeah.
So, it being a rad buddy cop movie, and also that has a cool four-armed Goro-looking cyborg, Space Goro. Yeah. Complete with, he became one of the best villains of the Clone Wars animated series.
Yeah. And I wasn't sure if we were going to include all that ancillary stuff because I haven't seen all of the Clone Wars.
We weren't, but I'm just saying, like, with a little bit of breathing room, that character became really fucking cool.
That's interesting.
So, episode three is perfectly fine.
So in general, I went back and I watched all of them, and the prequels are a downer, regardless of the fact that I don't like them.
Because it's Space West Wing.
But like they end on a downer. Like all three movies are ending to the fall of Vader. And so it puts you in a, like, and when I watched them in the theater initially, I was like, why do I feel so bummed out? And it was only until like last week when I was like, I'm bummed out because everyone's fucking dead.
Yes. Because Jamie, what's the title of episode four?
Yeah. A New Hope. Exactly.
What? Wait, exactly. Hang on. So are you trying to tell me that episode four is Obama? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Where it talked a really big game and you're like, shit. I mean, we could get hope and change. I mean, sure, we're leaving it in the hands of a white kid who doesn't understand a blast shield isn't the way to not get shot and is being led by an old white. You know what? Actually, had we have recast Luke as Idris Elba and we just let Alec Guinness be Joe Biden, it's the same thing. It's the same fucking thing.
You're right.
It is the same thing. It's totally fine. Yeah.
But yeah.
It really makes that whole sand people thing real fucking awkward, but it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. I live tweeted it. So like if you go back in my Twitter feed, you can see me just like joning on the prequels and stuff, but it's because it's a tragedy and it's sad and it's a bummer. So I think that's why it kind of affected me that way.
And it's poorly written because if you let Aaron Sorkin at those prequel scripts, just the Senate stuff, let him at that for 10 minutes. Honestly, he tried a little bit, because when you see Obi-Wan on Kamino talking with all the clone, with the lady who makes the clones, they walk and talk. They're trying.
Shit, man. If Sorkin did all of the Senate scenes and all of the political stuff and all of
yes. Yeah.
Now I'm excited.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I want to go polar opposites. I want to mix the best, like the best slash worst of both worlds. I want to have Sorkin do all of the Senate scenes and have Michael Bay do all of the action scenes, and we redo the prequels. Mm-hmm. It'll be slow motion. It'll be unnecessary explosions. We'll end up in Cuba for some reason in like the tail end of it. It'll be awesome.
But snappy dialogue. Snappy dialogue.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Snappy space dialogue. I'm super
here for it. Yeah.
Man. All right. So I think next is technically Solo.
Well, in the timeline of everything?
Yeah, because I think Solo is before Rogue One, because Rogue One leads directly into New Hope.
Like, yes, okay, that's fine.
So okay, Solo.
So Solo.
Good things about Solo.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson's fucking rad. John Favreau gets to play a pilot in that, and he gets to play more than one character in the Star Wars universe now, and he's really great because he's quippy as fuck.
Yeah.
Let's see, all the supporting cast of that is super cool. Chewie finally shows up for the first time. Yeah. This whole look of that movie is outstanding. And the idea of a Star Wars heist movie is exactly what I'm looking for. Take that entire universe and look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah,
I don't see anything other than them feeling the need to shoehorn Han Solo into that at all.
Yeah,
it's a perfectly great heist movie.
Take Han out, put in someone else, and it's there. It's like an interesting side story. It's a great heist thing. I love Enfys Nest, the design of her helmet and the horn shit going on.
Here's what I wanted. I wanted to find out that Yoda took like a Jedi sabbatical, where he just decided that he wants to go fall in love. And you know how when like you see the two of them meet in the prequels, you're like, old friend. And it's like, what happens? Come to find out, Solo is Yoda. We cut this movie in between episode 2 and episode 3, and we go back and have him and Chewie do a buddy cop thing.
Oh, God.
They suddenly decide to go rob a train. Same rest of the everything.
Yeah.
But you let Lil Yoda in his cane, on a train, in a bar, in a car, like wherever the fuck he wants, full Seuss him.
Yoda could also have had an affair with Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah.
Because it's totally believable.
Why
it would have
not?
Been fine. It would have been fine. You take Solo out, you put Yoda in, it's a better movie.
It's a better movie. It really is. But yeah, Solo's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I didn't catch it in theaters. I caught it on when it was streaming, and I was like,
Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, Netflix. I was like, this is a fine movie. It's not as bad as people were saying. It's not a Han Solo, but I don't care. I mean, Danny Glover was great.
Yeah.
Okay, so Solo, and then Rogue One.
Quite possibly my favorite Star Wars movie, period.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't have any fucking Skywalkers. It doesn't have any laser swords. It doesn't involve moving shit with your mind, and it takes an entirely compact universe and looks at it from a real world perspective and lets everyone else deal with all the other shit happening around them.
And it has Donnie Yen. He's my favorite character.
Best.
He is my favorite character. Him and the other guy, his husband.
Yes.
They're my favorite. The two of them great. Are my favorite.
Yeah. They're great. Forrest Whitaker chewing up scenery.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
look on it. Look.
Well, this is the thing.
Out of your mind.
You know who Forrest Whitaker is, right? It's goddamn Val Kilmer from Tombstone. It's the same character. It's Doc Holliday. Like, he's just looking for a friend.
Yeah.
My father was my friend, and I'll kill for him. And just, that's all that fucking is. Like, that's all that is. Same movie. It's great.
Yeah. It was surprisingly good. Because I was like, when they first announced it, I was like, this is a part of the story that I do not give a shit about. And they made me give a shit about.
Yep.
And they reminded me how fucking scary Darth Vader was. Because before that, we had seen Darth through the prequels, and they were just a slog and kind of blah. And you forget how fucking terrifying Vader can be.
Yeah.
And he's just like death voguing, like murder, 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 murder. Give me.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. It's super good. Also, I will not let us go past to the next movie without mentioning the greatest droid ever. You can fucking fight me, K2SO for life.
Like, K2SO, 100%. Yeah.
100 per fucking cent.
He was great.
Yeah. You are not legally allowed to say anything negative about K2SO in my presence. Yeah. Like, it.
Yeah. It's he's so good. It's a wonder that the Empire didn't have those droids in the next series, because it's like, these droids are great. They're amazing. Why would you not have them around?
I'm not really clear. I assume it's some sort of sassy factor.
Yeah. Also, death troopers who can actually shoot stuff. Why would you not have them around?
Also, wait, hang on. Can we double back to Solo? Because Donald Glover has a really rad sassy droid too.
Oh, right. And she's part of the Falcon now. Like her memory's in the Falcon.
Right. Yeah, you get this really sweet sacrificial story there too.
Yeah.
But like, it now also, it really gives a backstory and lends credence to goddamn Lando's character and why he wants the Falcon back, because it's actually a lost love.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's going to be
way better than it has any credit to be.
And he's going to be in the new one.
Well, goddamn right. That's how this works.
Lando's man.
I saw Rocky. Like, I saw Creed. I saw Creed 2. I know how this works. You bring back the old grizzled guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to bring him back.
I'm good with this. Billy Dee Williams being smooth as fuck. I'm here for all of that.
Colt 45.
God damn right. All right. Where are we at?
We are at A New Hope. The thing that started it all, the movie that came out in my birth year, 1977. Man, what can't you say that's good about it? Like, I mean, Luke is a whiny little bitch, but it's a fun movie.
It is a fun movie, front to back. It is genuinely enjoyable.
Yeah. Leia being a badass. Leia taking things, Leia's weird ass accent, but her like taking her rescue in her own hands and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Imagine. I was having a conversation about this the other day. We'll get to that point about Leia managing to rescue herself, like somehow it's some sort of new concept. That's totally fine. I totally forgot that. Oh yeah, she basically walks around telling everyone to go fuck themselves for the first three movies. But that's fine.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, and you can tell that Harrison and Hamill and God, why am I blanking?
Alec Guinness,
like, you can tell Carrie Fisher, fuck my face. Yeah. You can tell they're all having a great time.
Oh yeah.
Instant chemistry, like the three of them are magic. It's just
Yeah,
it works despite Lucas, you know.
On the longest timeline, the only complaint that I could have, and it's me being a bitchy little fan, is that I think Obi-Wan went out like a bitch. That's it.
Yeah.
Nobody could know how that would end up working or anything else like that long term. So like, I can't fault anybody at that point. So
And there's no way any of them thought it was going to go beyond this one. So like, it's a one and done.
Yeah.
Set it up, get it out.
No, that's like, but in retrospect, that's the only thing that I wish they would have tackled differently, but there's no way they could have had the foresight. So, you know, fingers crossed for a proper Obi-Wan backstory movie.
I've heard rumors. Yeah. It's on the slate. Maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Anywho's. Because I'm a big Obi-Wan mark.
Empire Strikes Back, the movie that most people consider to be the best Star Wars movie, even now. People consider Empire to be stem to stern, front to back, bell to bell, the best.
Yeah. I can't argue that, really. The only thing I find kind of interesting is it's the only one of the original trilogy that's willing to end on a downer, and you're cool with it in Empire, but fucking hate it in the prequels.
And I don't know why. I'm not, and you're right, because like, Empire is as down as you can get. Like, you know, Han is a fucking ice cube. They barely rescued Luke. He got no hand. He just learned that the most fascist of the universe is his pops. Like, gut punch after gut punch after gut punch after gut punch. And
by the way, that makes Luke more of a bitch these days, to find out that your parents are actually like secretly fascist and just a-okay with broadcasting that out everywhere. And you're like, no, that's not possible. And meanwhile, I'm looking at my Facebook feed like, no, man. Turns out hindsight, Luke is even more of a bitch than we thought, but that's
like,
fine.
Like Padme hears that her man just slaughtered all these innocent people, and she looks at him and is like, I'm gonna fuck him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck some sense into
him. Yeah. Wait, hang on. You bring up a really good point. Padme decided that she wanted to get a piece of that ass after he slaughtered all of the sand people.
After.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah,
after.
Like he came back. He was like, I killed them. I killed all of them. The women, the younglings, all of them. And she's like, oh, sweetie, come get that pussy. You're fine.
And earlier in that movie.
What? No, Padme, no. No.
And earlier in that movie, he says that he hates sand because it gets everywhere. Because he's racist. He's not talking about sand. He's talking about sand people. So he is not only psychotic, he's racist, and he murders all those people.
Damn it.
And Padme still fucks him.
Future space Joe Biden is real fucking up. Like real fucking up.
Yeah.
Can't get out of his own way. Talks about them moving in single file to hide their numbers. Like it's real problematic.
And that's what happens when you watch these again. You see that and you're like, I'm not supposed to be making these connections, but I'm making these connections.
Yeah.
And yeah. Another thing, Brandon Chalmers, there's a scene, there's a scene in there when Mace Windu confronts Palpatine and he's about to kill him. And Anakin comes in here and says, no, he has to face the law. He has to face the course. He has to face justice. And my man, Nick Fury turns to his jabroni ass and says, he controls the Senate. He controls the courts. He's too dangerous to live.
Yeah.
This is impeachment week, and I'm trying very hard not to make connections. But Brandon Chalmers, I was making connections.
So what you're saying is that what you need this week, turns out, is Sam Jackson to reprise his role and show up and just basically read the articles of impeachment from Nancy Pelosi and then end it with the speech from episode three where he explains everything.
He controls the Senate. He controls the courts. He is too dangerous to stay in office.
Is his character as Mace Windu and his character as Nick Fury the same person, just one's in space?
Well, I would say that Mace Windu is Nick Fury on like downers, because Mace Windu has no emotion throughout the entire movie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. This is because religion ruins everything.
I think it's because bad directing ruins everything. Because
yeah, but like reasonably, Sam Jackson got fucking excited in Formula 51. The idea of him being subtle and controlled. God damn it.
No, and there's a way to do that, but also have like feeling into it. Like there's a way, because like Nick Fury,
you have to give Sam Jackson the high ground. If you gave him a soapbox and him shouting at the Emperor, I have the high ground.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like
motherfucker. You've been hiding this entire time. I'm gonna slice you. So that's the other thing about the prequels. They were too prescient. And I was like, I am making too many connections. I need to watch something else. It was just fucking Natalie Portman is not in the movie. Like she is not in Revenge of the Sith, but she has one scene in the Senate and she says, this is how liberty dies, to thunderous applause. And I was like, God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
Yep.
God damn it. So
red caps among the Senate. Anyway.
Yeah.
Empire. Really on Empire. Right.
Empire. Great movie.
Yeah. It's real fun. It's real quotable. It's real good.
The relationship between
goggles.
Yeah. Han and Leia is built so well throughout that entire movie. It's just so good.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a bad spot in there. And you get more development from Vader as he's like dealing with all of his people. Like, you keep fucking up, you keep fucking up, you keep fucking up. I'm gonna choke you.
he's an angry dad.
Yeah.
Turns out angry emo dad doesn't know how to deal with his emotions. So then he just starts choking his employees.
Yeah. It's fun. It still holds up, I think. It's great. So that brings us to
my kingdom for somebody who just subs in some sort of thing of Vader just praying pray I don't modify it further, and just having them walk out and be like, okay, boomer. And just walk in.
So there's a children's book. It's Vader and his little princess. And so
I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's one, she's like, Dad, I don't want to do the dishes. And he's like, I've altered the deal. Pray do not alter it further. Stuff like that. Just all of his lines, but in the most adorable way. All right. Now we go to Return of the Jedi, which was initially called Revenge of the Jedi. And there's a theater in College Park that used to have a Revenge of the Jedi poster hanging up way far away so no one could fucking touch it, but they had it like prominent up there.
That's cool.
This movie, my parents took me out of school, me and my brother out of school, to see it at the Uptown in DC. So like, my mom loves this movie because it was filmed in Muir Woods. So Endor is Muir Woods.
Okay.
And when we were at Muir Woods this past Thanksgiving, I was looking around. I was like, are we motherfucking Endor? Because this shit looks like fucking Endor. And it is. It's Endor.
Nice.
So Brandon Chalmers.
Yeah.
Good things about Jedi. What can you say? What can you say?
You have a lot of history with it.
Muir Woods, Brandon Chalmers. Muir Woods is great.
The Ewoks eat everything, including the bones, because there's no bodies anywhere. They murdered a lot of stormtroopers, like a whole base of stormtroopers.
They did.
And then had a real, real big ass barbecue.
And a marimba.
Then made a xylophone out of the skulls and helmets of the fallen. And we're just not going to talk about the fact that Ewoks are not herbivores, are not omnivores. They're bears, y'all. Yeah, and
they're tiny murder bears.
They eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also real, real weird with the clothing, because I feel like one of the really what they are, they're dressed like Disney's The Gummy Bears, where they've got a lot of hats and not anything else going around. And I swear one of them had a vest.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like their main shaman or whatever has a vest and like a hat and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Sir, I understand religion. It's the size of your hat that really matters. Like that part I understand.
Yeah. So the thing that I hate about the version that they have on Disney Plus of the 4, 5, and 6, it's all the special edition ones.
Yeah.
So instead of the original, like the Yub Yub song at the end of Jedi, they have a new bullshit song. And it sucks. Like it's fucking awful. And they have all these CG scenes of all the other planets celebrating because the Empire's gone. And that's fine. Whatever. Fuck it.
Right. That's not how any of that works, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. But they took out the song because that song was a bop. That shit. That like.
Yeah. No.
Whenever we played the VHS of Jedi and that scene came on, you got up and you started moving. They also replaced old ass Vader with Hayden Christensen, and that just does not work.
No, I'm not down with that either. But yeah, speeder bikes are rad. Turns out I have a thing for real, real, real fast space vehicles. So I'm good with all of that. Yeah. The idea of space level speed at ground level height, I'm here for. Pod racers, speeder bikes.
Yeah.
Those weird, cool things in the last Star Wars movie.
Oh, with the sand, the salt runners.
Weird, like, pole sticking out of the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite vehicle for a long time was the Emperor's shuttle. The thing that had the arms that went down like that.
Yeah, the clan hood. Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought that looked great. It was like, I don't know, there was something about the angles and the triangle that went boom.
Yeah, I was always a fan of Vader's TIE fighter with those the prongs on it.
Yeah, the prongs. Yeah, so some of the ships were pretty cool. You got to see the Crimson Guard, the red dudes.
Yeah, a little bit.
The red dudes with the staffs. They didn't do shit, but they look rad.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here for all of that. Yeah, for me, this movie sits a little flat with me, like for a couple reasons. It went a little too Muppets. It tries to wrap up things a little too tightly.
Yeah.
It felt like the end of every 80s episode where you're like, well, the Empire's dead and it's time to give yourself a good old dad a good hug and let's talk about the future and like saxophone music and then like, you know, murder bears playing xylophones and then we pan off into the future. Like it's totally fine, I guess.
And you can tell Harrison is checked out because like the entire time he did not give a shit.
Right, which I really wish he would have spent the entire time looking over his shoulders, because let's talk about for a second motherfucking huts. Because the motherfucking huts are a crime family. Uh-huh. There's more than one hut. They like 9 huts and they're all mad and they all have, you know, spaceships and money. Mm-hmm. And things to go chasing after somebody. And I don't know if you've ever seen a Scorsese film, but if you murder one of the top Don's brothers, he comes after
they come back.
Right.
Also, like, Boba Fett sucks. Boba Fett looks cool.
Goes out like a bitch. Very similar to Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Goes out like a bitch.
Boba Fett looks cool, but Boba Fett gets eaten by a sand hole.
Everybody. Okay. Here's my equation to Boba Fett. Boba Fett is much like Kurt Cobain, where you only get to see him for a little while. And what you see looks and sounds really fucking cool, but he goes away too soon. So then you idolize him and you have no idea if he was like 55, what his political views would be. And would we absolutely lose him to the annals of history? Because the second he has to start taking ibuprofen for his back, he stops being cool anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm convinced that if we got anything more than 10 minutes of Boba Fett trying to be tough, we'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's...
I think The Mandalorian is what people thought Boba Fett was. Yeah. Like this cool guy who was an outlaw and stuff, but he was just... He's kind of a little
He went out like a bitch.
He was a little bitch boy.
All right, cool. What are we moving? What's next?
All right. So now we have Force Awakens.
Yes.
Force Awakens, new cast, diversity out the wazoo.
Yep.
We get new armors. We get new everything. Mm-hmm. It still feels very New Hope-ish, but I don't know, man. I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it too.
So good things about Force Awakens.
I like the idea of them explaining stormtroopers a bit more.
Yes.
And the idea of them actually being people now with potentially a conscience.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder how many traitors are there.
That's the other thing.
He can't be the only one. Like there have to be a ton of people who are like, yo, fuck this. I'm out.
There's a backstory there. People kept telling me when I was asking about it on Twitter that like apparently the novelization has a whole bunch of stuff with him and his unit. Like the later in the film, that guy who yells traitor and takes out the baton, that was a former person in his unit.
Yeah.
I figured I've
seen the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special. I understand all of what he's going through.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's different. And so they were like, no reindeer games for you, traitor. And then fine. I got this.
Yeah, I loved that. I love BB-8. BB-8's my favorite droid. I know people are going to hate me because R2 is like the best.
Yeah, he's adorable. And I stand by my statement, K2SO and you can fight me. Close second, BB-8. R2 is fun, but all you fuckers at cons who ram R2 into every goddamn panel you possibly can because you spent way too much on a droid. You want to drive a robot around a convention. Y'all can fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm going to just draw that line in the sand right now. You're obnoxious assholes right behind Deadpool fans. It's you guys and Deadpool fans.
Yeah. I love Rey. She's great. Yes. The scenes between her and Finn are amazing. Like,
yeah.
They have instant chemistry. They're fun. They're, you know, it's like they've known each other forever. Poe is great. He's in it for like the first scene and the last scene, but he's fun. What little we get of Poe is great. Kylo is a very compelling villain. Like, he's weirdly hot. Besides murdering his father, I mean, like he's a great villain. He's very angsty and kind of annoying as shit.
Great might be strong, like because I was joking around about this the other night, and I came to the conclusion, and maybe I'm totally off here, that you could take every scene that he's in, shy of murdering his dad, and set it to Papa Roach's Last Resort, and it would be incredibly fitting. And there's nothing scary about anything set to Papa Roach's Last Resort.
It's true.
Ever.
God damn it. No.
Frankly, like if he took off his helmet and tightened his space boots with his Invader Zim laces and like checked his choker, I'd have been like, right on, all of these things make sense. Like I get that. Like instead of his gigantic chest, it was just like a Hot Topic tee. Like I would understand all of this life.
Yeah, he is like the 90s. He is the epitome of like 90s goth culture.
Yes. Yeah. No, he is. He's every guy I went to high school with who thought he was cool and was like super not cool. Like, he's that hardcore kid who bought like a samurai sword, and you see him on like Daniel Tosh videos where he's trying to hack up a milk jug with a sword. Right. Yeah. Where he's like talking into the camera and everything. It's like, I'm sorry, master, I have to do this. And then does like some really tasty backflips or whatever it is, and like a handspring, and like almost eats shit in his backyard or his mom, and then like hacks at a tree with like a dulled sword, and then like puts the video away and suddenly cuts it to like a master mix of like Nickelback stuff, but like the real unknown stuff. So he still thinks it's cool, and you won't notice that it's Nickelback, but it's very much Nickelback.
Not photograph.
The other one. By the way, if you actually took the one in the next movie where he wants to kill Leia but can't really do that, and then cue Nickelback's photograph to that regret in his face, it's the same.
Oh man. Yeah.
I could just retell all Star Wars movies with just nothing but early 2000s rock.
Yeah.
I'm super good with this.
That's amazing. I love Maz Kanata.
Yes.
Jabba Flow is the bop, man.
Maz might be my favorite character in all of the Star Wars ever.
Maz is great. I need more of Maz. And I think if we got more of Maz, it would make her less great, but I still think she's great.
I don't think so. Like, because think about it, she's great in that movie. And then when you see her again, she pops up, she's fighting something you can't see while she's giving life advice like a badass. Like, she's super mom. She's literally fighting some sort of goddamn like incursion while she's giving life advice. It's like Wisconsin mom finds a Wolverine in her kitchen and her kids ask them like, mom, how do you reheat pizza rolls? And she's like fighting with a fucking broom on the front porch. Like, you put them on a plate and then make sure you rotate them in a minute and a half because they'll end up frozen in the end. It's the same fucking thing. She's great.
Do you think Maz can show up in The Mandalorian?
I think Maz can show up anywhere she likes.
Because,
frankly, she can Jiminy Cricket the rest of my life. Like, if I end up really going hard off the deep end, I hope that I hear that voice and her, like, pull the little goggles off and give me this look like, are you really going to do that? And I'd be like, oh, Maz, I'm sorry. I won't.
Chalmers!
Oh, my dreams.
She is fantastic.
She's great.
We get, like, 2 seconds of her, but she's fantastic.
We get a lot of her in the other movie.
Yeah. I've been trying to figure out why they decided to release The Mandalorian when they did, because Mandalorian is still ongoing. They're dropping the next episode tomorrow, Wednesday, early.
Right, because they're smart.
And they have 2 episodes after that. I was wondering if they were going to have any tie into the new stuff. I would love if Maz shows up randomly.
I don't think they need to tie in with the new stuff. I think you leave it be. And I think the only reason they moved it is because they know that your ass is going to be at the movie theater either Thursday or Friday. And they want to see how many people they can get to watch it on a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, I think you're right. I want more Maz. Like,
there's no way around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Force Awakens kind of breathed life into the franchise. People were on board. You had a bunch of toxic fans hating girls because, I don't know, they lost their penis when they were growing up.
I hang on a second. I'm gonna clutch my pearls while I surprise myself that nerdy, fedora, sweaty ass, bearded white dude Star Wars super fans get fucking upset that women and people of color find themselves in a place of power.
Yeah.
Fucking shock me with this goddamn information. That's why I refuse to fucking watch trailers anymore or read fan shit. And frankly, if I saw me on a Star Wars related thing, I wouldn't listen to me either. You shouldn't be listening to me about Star Wars related things.
Yeah. I forgot one other thing that I really liked about Force Awakens.
Yes.
Fucking Captain Phasma. Fucking Silver Stormtrooper.
Yes.
Phasma of Tarth. Just, I wanted more. I want more Phasma. I want more Maz. I need both of those things.
I don't know if we're going to get more Phasma. I feel like they kind of button that up a fair bit.
I know, and I'm very sad about it.
I mean, we could. I mean, if we want to bring Phasma back all full Grievous style, I'm good with that life.
Because Gwendolyn Christie is a gift. And yes, if we find out that she has survived the trash compactor on Starkiller Base to become a bounty hunter, I am all for that. Like in the aftermath of,
I'm super honestly, if that's how they tie in with the Mandalorian, where you find out that she's been alive the whole time and she's the one who shows up to go fight Mando, I'm here for that motherfucking life. Just suddenly you see another flash of shiny armor and you're like, wait, is he in two places? Oh no. And then you suddenly realize like, she's seen some shit. Yeah.
Sir Jamie. Sir Mando.
Well, no, because he's a viper. He's
Sir Viper.
Yeah.
He's a sand.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. So, Last Jedi.
Yes.
Very, very divisive. I don't understand why. I watched it again this past weekend. It's a kung fu movie. People
What are people mad at about that movie?
They hate that Luke went out like a bitch. They hate that Luke was
Luke go out like a bitch? He literally had all of the great lines. He was a ton of fun. He got a chance to hang out with everybody. He weirdly drank blue milk in the most inappropriate way humanly possible. He got a chance to mind project his own shit, stand up to an entire army armada, and then trick him with the most Mark Hamill smile I've ever seen, and then go out the way he wanted it. Like, honestly, it's every fucking boomer's dream. He showed up a young emo kid and then literally went out to Frank Sinatra's My Way. It's fucking perfect for him.
And I agree with you, but the complaints I've heard is that, well, Luke never would have cut himself off from the Force. He would have kept fighting and being blah blah blah. He would have done
imagine the same dude who would rant about how Luke would never cut himself off from the Force idolizes the farm kid suddenly becoming a big space samurai warrior.
People also complain about Rose. People complain about the
fuck everybody who complains about Rose. She's a delight.
The side story where they're on Canto Bite. And I actually liked the Canto Bite stuff because it brings a political level to this. Like, you know, the rich get rich no matter what. They don't give a shit about the resistance. They don't give a shit about the First Order. They're going to sell arms to both sides. It doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's very pertinent to modern day politics. Like,
that's what people don't like. They don't like the idea of the Star Wars movies being political movies, but you know, they always have been.
He controls the Senate. He controls the courts. He's too powerful to fucking live. I don't know if that's political or not. Do you understand
that the prequels are terrible and that Luke Skywalker would never separate himself from the Force? You see, because he's the strongest Jedi ever.
So those are the things that I've heard people complain about, and I just and they bullshit. always put like SJW, and I'm like, as soon as you put that
fuck phrase off in your mouth, shit,
fuck you.
Well, because here's the thing, that whole scene on, I used to not like that scene on in the casino because it felt very heavy-handed in a lot of ways, because I didn't like the way it was shot. And frankly, I didn't find the color palette to be very good, like the idea of everything being draped in gold and everything else like that. But I think I'm supposed to not like it because
like
it's gaudy and fucking terrible and everything. But you realize that like Rose showing the symbol to that kid is the definition of why I liked Rogue One. It's the idea that the idea of the resistance is the whole fucking point. And them, not Jedis, not soldiers necessarily, not carrying blasters, not doing any sort of weird, ridiculous Skywalker-esque space shit. No Chewbacca coming down in the Falcon doing all sorts of silly shit. Two kids without any guns, without any hope, who need help from a young kid who doesn't mind just kind of putting his life on the line because he's one of you.
Yeah,
the whole fucking point of the thing.
That's the whole thing.
So being mad at Rose for some fucking reason about that, fuck off with your shit.
Also, her sister, Paige, had the best scene.
Yes.
Like, on the bomber where she falls down and tries to, like, I was crying. And that movie just started.
it sets a tone.
Yeah. God. And the way it's shot and like the way the music just drops out at some point and it's like, it's all faded and like you see her eyes and she just pushes that button and just.
Yeah.
I'm getting choked up talking about it.
Yes. The whole fucking cast is great for that. Yeah. Poe finding his friend and the whole thing of him being a tough badass, but also like not really understanding that there's a bigger picture other than your own personal shit. He's a world's better Luke than Luke ever was.
Yeah. And he learns, like he finally gets it. And it takes him a while. And it takes Leia shooting him to shut him up.
Which is honestly, I think would have worked in the first one had she had an opportunity to fucking shoot Luke. Like instead, had she have just like instead of Luke going out there to like the only thing I'm glad she didn't end up shooting was Han when he went to go rescue Luke on fucking Empire. Because I feel like she almost debated pulling a gun out of somebody's holster and like, my brother can die. It's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, he learns he has a decent arc. Like he, and I do not like him in this movie, but like he turns it around. Like Poe is such a strong-headed jerk, not thinking about like the bigger picture. That he never takes a minute to stop and take a breath and see things from the outside, and it's a good character. It's a good character growth because we don't see much of him in the first movie. Right. He's just like the swashbuckling hero, and it turns out that's kind of all he is. And so in this movie, he learns that.
I like the idea of him having an arc of basically being like, well, I'm used to being the hero, so I can just hero my way through. And like, suddenly he's got to face consequences of all his hero bullshit. Like, it's the tough choices that happen.
Yeah. Paige dies. And then, there's a, I think it's Tilly or something, someone else, but there's another, pilot, who you get into because she's the one that's like, all right, we'll do this, we'll do that. And she gets killed. And it's just like, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you need to slow your jets.
Right. War has consequences.
Yeah. I like that. I love all the Kung Fu master shit with Luke. You know, it's typical Kung Fu stuff.
It's super great. The whole scene with Laura Dern being outstanding.
Yes. Yeah. The Holdo maneuver.
Yeah, just that whole
I'm gonna ram your fucking Star Destroyer.
Yeah. Her fucking holding him dead to rights, basically calling him the ambitious flyboy and yada yada yada, and like, no, I've dealt with shit like you before. It's like, no, I like this idea of like slightly grizzled or like been around the block, kind of like, no, I get you, fuckboy. Settle down. I got this. Yeah. It's fine.
Calm your jets, flyboy.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Lord Dern is great. Because we skipped a scene that I recently had a conversation about, and I know Leia.
Oh, okay. Her flying through the air?
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird.
Why?
It's a little weird, mostly because, and I was going to say we never see people do that with the Force. That is a fucking lie. Because in Revenge of the Bitch, Palpatine literally flies at Windu. Like he gets his saber. Right. And the first thing he does, he's like flies and turns around.
Right. So yeah.
So we've seen more Force stuff.
That's on a planet with gravity.
And that's on a planet with gravity. There's no gravity in space. I think what I would have liked is if Leia had more casual use of the Force throughout the film. Like, it wasn't a big deal to me. Like I'm not going to,
right, but like what I have heard is a complaint that, you know, basically, how does she suddenly have the ability? And it's like, how did Luke have the ability before? Like, they're born with it. The fact that she was never trained about it. Now, frankly, let's take a second and like, how did Luke never look at Leia and been like, yo, you move some shit with your mind?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she doesn't have any Force abilities at all?
Well, she's demonstrated some of it. Like in Jedi, at the end of Jedi, you can tell she's Force sensitive. Like she can tell like Luke has done stuff and that he's still alive. So like, I don't know, the more I've watched it, the less I give a shit about it. The first time I saw it, I was like, well, this is kind of weird.
I think it makes total sense to me.
But yeah, I mean, I'm
fucking
I'm
Skywalker much... shit. Like, is there nothing the fucking Skywalkers can't do? The idea of one of them ending up in space and then somehow waking up and then somehow when their life depends on it flying back in, was it a graceful landing? Yeah, but you know, fucking Carrie Fisher can do what she wants. So yeah. Like I'm good with all of this.
I am too. Like the more I've re-seen it, I am much more on board with it. So like it's not a thing that's gonna like take me out of the movies, and I'm not gonna like do a video essay on like why Leia should never have used the Force and blah 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 blah.
Yeah. Because that's why another strong female character shouldn't just die.
That's another thing that like I've heard nerds complain about. But also, I mean,
fucking nerds are the worst.
But it also like you see that Kylo, that whole scene is about Kylo's hesitation
right.
to murder his mom.
Right. And yeah. Photograph.
And the fact that she survives kind of gives him a reprieve. Like if she did die, that would be it. Like he's totally on the dark side. But now there's that hesitation. So now he can have a redemption arc, which he's gonna have in episode 9. So
I can't wait for episode 9's Freaky Friday, where they swap. And he's all like, call me Ben, and my favorite band's Hanson, and just fucking like boomboxes his way off into a hallway. And then, and then Ray's in a training sequence with like My Chemical Romance blasting in the background, and it'll be fucking great. Like,
yeah,
I'm here for all of this.
Any other good stuff about, The Last Jedi? I liked it. I liked it a lot.
It's a hell of a lot of fun, and it's more of the thing that I love, which I will continue to not complain about. Give me all of the Star Wars content you're willing to give me. It's all rad. If I want to nitpick it, I can fucking nitpick anything into the ground hard enough if I really choose to. I'm going to enjoy the thing because I get more of it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm so dismayed that people went after Kelly, who plays Rose, and they scared her off social media because she's fucking rad. Like, she brought a lot of heart to the movie.
Yeah,
she centered a lot of it. Like, she centered the emotion of it. Like,
yeah,
you know, doing the rewatch, you really feel like she's kind of the emotional center of what's going on. She
she's
grounds
the heart
everything.
Of the whole thing.
Yeah, she grounds it in a way that. You know, you kind of lose.
Well, yeah, because in a movie full of fucking space warriors with laser swords and weird friends, she's like the one kid who doesn't have any fucking family. Who's like, hey, by the way, your douchey space war with your weird suits and all your other bullshit. My family's fucking dead. You don't get to leave, ass clown. Stop it.
You killed my sister.
Yeah.
You killed my sister.
Right.
Yeah, I love Rose. She's great. All right. So we love Star Wars. We've gone through all the Star Wars.
Yes.
I'm more excited about Star Wars than I used to be. Like, I was a fan and I saw the midnight showings, but I wasn't like a super fan. Force Awakens, they got me. I was like, fucking Rey, Poe, Finn. Yeah. I'm here for all of it. So what are you? Let's try to see like what do you predict is going to happen?
Nope, not going to do that.
You're not going to do predictions.
I'm not going to do predictions because I don't want to fantasy book something of I don't know where it's going and I have a very little understanding about how they're going to try and wrap this up. I don't know if they're going to try and do more movies afterward. Like, I don't want to do that. I want to come into this thing. I saw the one preview. That's it. Mm-hmm. I haven't read any reviews. I haven't looked at any leaked photos. I haven't looked to see if there's any other spoilers. Here's what I know. I'm going to go see Star Wars. That's it. I'm good.
I get a Star Wars.
I get a Star Wars and I'm fucking excited about it. And I don't need or want any more shit. I'm not going to check the comments. I'm not going to check fucking Twitter. I don't need it. I don't want it. I'm good. I'm going to enjoy the thing that I enjoy. And when somebody's like, I'm going to be like, I don't care. Stop it. No, enjoy the thing that you got because you got more of it.
Yeah. You got more Star Wars. You can't go wrong with more Star Wars.
You can't go wrong with more Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because on a long enough timeline, more Star Wars fixes old Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
It 100% does.
Yeah.
We've made up for Jar Jar. That's it. We have made up for Jar Jar. We have.
Yeah. Jar Jar's so bad. just
he is. He's super bad. He's terrible and awful. And yeah. I would watch an entire 9-movie arc if I got a 45-minute James Lipton sit-down interview with K2SO, where you got to ask him what his favorite curse word is.
That would be great.
It'd be fucking great.
Yeah, I feel really bad about Ahmed Best, the guy who portrayed Jar Jar, because like he doesn't act anymore, and like he was suicidal for a while and all this stuff, and that's a bummer.
Yeah, but I don't blame the actor for the lines that they're given or the direction that they're given, unless they're given really great content. And let's be honest, I don't think George Lucas was giving him really great content.
Yeah, I mean, Jar Jar was not set up for success. He was not. He was not. Yeah,
he really, really wasn't.
Yeah. And it sucks because, like, you know, picture Ahmed Best. He's excited. He gets to be in Star Wars because everyone fucking loves Star Wars. And he gets to be a new character, and he gets to be like this new type of filmmaking. So it's like, you know, you got CG, like a fully realized CG character. Everything shot on green screen.
Right. And like, and I'm sure he had a moment, probably sitting at home in his apartment, reading these lines, reading them over and over again, and going, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I want to be in Star Wars. This is going to be the springboard to my fucking career. I'm going to be able to go to conventions. I'm going to be able to make money forever. Fucking Star Wars. Let's do this. Misa going to do this long time. And then fucking walked out of the trailer like he fucking meant it and had no idea how bad that shit was going to get. And I can't, you know what? I'm going to make a standing point right now. If we're ever somewhere and you're like, holy shit, that's the guy that played Jar Jar, his bar tab is on me. Dude's had a hard enough time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
You get to drink margaritas on my dime, friend. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Fans suck.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I'm for real. I'm buying
Jar Jar a Mai Tai. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It feels like the best episode of It's Always Sunny. The gang buys Jar Jar a Mai Tai. It's really all it is.
That's great. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, let's not do predictions. Let's just get excited. Let's stay excited for this fucking movie.
I'm going to stay excited. I don't want to fantasy book this thing.
Yeah.
Because you know what we, do you know what we fantasy book? Things that we're disappointed in. I'm not going to do it.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why Solo now stars Yoda.
Yeah. See? Fixing Yoda, everything.
Yoda making out with Daenerys Targaryen is something I need to see.
I'm here for it. We can do this in the same pitch meeting as selling all of the DC universe to the Brits. Like, I'm good with all of this. Idris Elba is Superman for life.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Sign in a petition, change.org. Just gonna put it out there. I don't care if the Brits won't pay attention to a US petition site. I'm gonna make it happen.
Yeah, and
petition the queen.
I don't see Gwendolyn Christie in the credits for this new movie. So we need to give her a Bounty Hunter series. We need to give her a Bounty Hunter series.
I'm good with all of this. I'm disappointed that you looked in the credits. Don't do that.
I just looked for her name. I just looked for her name. I was like, Gwendolyn Christie is a gift. She needs to be in this movie. And I looked her up and her credits were not in episode 9. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing as a society? Like, what are we doing?
Turning her into the new Boba Fett. And I'm here for all of it. Yeah. I look forward to all of the Captain Phasma tribute tattoos in like 12 years.
Yeah.
When everyone writes a backstory about the life that she had, even though we never got a chance to see it. God. And then we do a whole backstory about how, you know, like stormtroopers are kind of loose Nazis, but she's kind of fucking rad. So we're just going to ignore her being a loose like space Nazi. And after she goes and falls down that weird thing, she bumps her noggin, wakes up and is like, oh, holy crap, I got this rad armor, but you guys are fucking terrible. And just walks off into the fog.
Yeah. I need more Phasma. She wasn't even going to be in the movies. And the producers saw the design for a silver stormtrooper. And they were like, get that in the movie.
Yeah.
Put that in the movie.
Yes.
And put it on Gwendolyn Christie because she's a beast.
Yeah. I want to sit down in the room with whoever saw that thing and went, hey, let's get that silver stormtrooper in this movie. And someone else immediately walked in the room and went, shit, Gwendolyn Christie could totally do that. And somebody goes, Someone pay that man more. Someone pay that person more. I don't
you
care.
You, sir, get a bonus.
Yeah. You, right now, are getting falafel on me. That's what's about to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You getting a double portion and sauce, friend. That's what's going to happen right now.
Your suggestion is worth two portions.
Yeah, two portions at the least.
Yeah.
Yep. Anywho's.
All right, Brandon.
Yeah, go see a movie. Go see a Star Wars and go have fun.
Where can people find you besides in the theater?
You can find me at That Guy Chalmers on Instagram. You can feel free to write up your hate mail of all of the things that I said about your love of Star Wars and how I've ruined your childhood. Type that up on physical paper. Just type it up nice and big. And then I want you to rip it from the typewriter as strongly as your nerd noodle arms can. Crumble that shit up and eat your bitter fuck words and then go shower before you go see this movie. You're going to ruin it for everyone else.
Yeah, I'm excited. Oh, boy. All right.
To each other. No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. Let people enjoy it. I'm probably going to take my dad next week. It's going to be great. It's awesome.
Awesome. I'm excited about that.